Just approach runway 17 left in use, landing and departing runway 17 left, 17 right.
Photography 1,500 feet above northeastern Colorado includes, as you might expect, a lot of open space. But surrounded by the majestic and often photographed Rocky Mountains, Evan Anderman made a conscious decision to focus on a cacophony of shapes and an array of colors which only distance can afford.
I grew up hunting and fishing and doing all sorts of stuff out on the plains, and it always seemed to have a sort of subtle beauty to me. And I wanted to bring that same aesthetic from the nice landscape photos of the mountains to the eastern plains and show them as beautiful part of our environment too, and make people here in the city aware of that, of what's happening out there.
Anderman has a deep connection to land and, like his father, became a geologist. In 2005, after nearly two decades in the field, he took that deep connection to the land and shifted course, pursuing his passion for photography. Anderman has worked full-time as an artist since.
If you drew like a Venn diagram of all the things that I do in my life, you know, technical and aesthetic and creative and mechanical, I think aerial photography really brings everything together.
Temperature 1.8, dew point minus 1, altimeter 2, 9.2.
Highlighting his Cessna Turbo 206 and speaking over headset, Anderman embraces his inner Sunday driver.
You know, this is a beautiful part of the state, and I really love to be out here.
Except here, he has the luxury of traveling at more than 100 miles per hour with little regard for what's in front of him. That's because it's all below him. Once he has identified a subject, Evan Anderman puts the plane on autopilot, seizes the camera hanging from his neck, opens the window, leans out, and clicks.
What's the biggest difference that you've noticed in shooting something from the ground that you've also shot from the air?
It feels so different. It almost feels insignificant from the air.
From Springfield, Colorado to the Pawnee Buttes grasslands, Anderman's most recent three-part photography series focused on farmland, energy, and feedlots. Images taken above more than a dozen cities or towns, which he spoke about back on the ground inside his Denver studio.
I know that there is a lot going on out there. And actually, most of it has been touched in one way by man, one way or another. Even though it looks desolate, there's something going on down there. If it's not, the typical farming that we see with the pivot irrigation, then it's probably some sort of cattle grazing happening. It's just very subtle.
In one image, the long shadow of power lines in Wiggins takes on an anthropomorphic quality. Another picture is geometric in nature. Titled Feedlot Quilt, it's a patchwork of cattle pens with numerous shades of brown and black, the result of dirt, mud, animals, and excrement.
It's partly about the beauty out there, but it's also about decisions that we're making as a society out there and how it affects the land in a permanent way. And I just want people to be aware of that.
Because, Anderman says, that's an awareness his bird's eye view affords him every time he takes to the skies. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.